Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
When was the last time you totally lost it? And by it, I mean your sense of calm, ability to reason, and maybe even your perspective on reality. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm Dr. Jade Wu. Every week, I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Today, I'll share three quick, simple things you can do to calm yourself in an emotional crisis. So, last time you lost it and spiraled into an emotional crisis, perhaps you got into a big argument with someone or suffered injustice at work, got swindled out of a lot of money, or got cheated on by a romantic partner. What thoughts were running through your mind? What emotions did you feel? What was happening in your body, and what did you do with it? In other words, how did you handle this emotional crisis? I know that I found myself spiraling before. No one's immune. Like, there was a time at the depths of my dissertation writing despair when a single unsuccessful statistical analysis led to this avalanche of regret and anger and sadness, self-doubt. I found myself crying in my windowless office at 8 p.m. on a Sunday, convinced that I had wasted my entire adult life on the white whale of science. Don't worry, eventually things were okay. I published my dissertation, got my PhD, continued to cultivate a healthy relationship with science. But in the moment, it was impossible to see the big picture. And there are other times when I experienced awful injustice, like racism. In those times, it wasn't my loss of perspective that hurt. It was uncontrollable forces that plunged me into crisis mode. And that felt intense too. Like an unstoppable welling up of white-hot tension that made me just want to throw nice, breakable things. And we may have pretty good ideas about how we'd like to approach an emotional crisis. We envision ourselves calmly taking stock of the situation, making reasonable arguments and fair negotiations, weighing pros versus cons, and tying up everything nicely with a step-by-step problem-solving plan. In reality, it's not so easy to keep calm and carry on when it feels like your hair is on fire or like the ground just dropped from beneath your feet. But you know, the trick may lie in our physical bodies. Emotion regulation is a complicated business. There's a whole subfield of psychology that studies how we stabilize our out-of-control emotions, whether it's through cognitive strategies like reframing our thoughts or more spiritual strategies like cultivating mindful acceptance. Now, today, we won't go into the whole list of strategies that researchers have studied, but I think it's worth highlighting the almost magical power of using our bodies to regulate our minds. So, let's review three body-oriented tips and the science behind them to learn how to survive an emotional crisis. These tips are borrowed from dialectical behavior therapy, which was developed by Dr. Marsha Linehan, professor emeritus of the University of Washington and an expert on emotion regulation and treatment of borderline personality disorder. Specifically, we'll be talking about the TIP skill. TIP is an acronym that stands for temperature, intense exercise, and paced breathing. So number one with the T is cool your body temperature. When someone is in a panic or rage, we describe them as having their hair on fire or being hot-headed or behaving like their blood is boiling. And there's a good reason for that. When our sympathetic nervous system or the fight-or-flight system is activated, our blood pressure rises, our hearts beat faster, and we generally get hotter. And when we're hot, a 2018 study shows that we feel more anxious, irritable, and unhappy. And we even have worse self-control. In this study, men who are smokers were particularly prone to these heat-induced effects. No wonder it's so hard to quit smoking. Each craving is like a mini crisis that is all the harder to manage when it's hot. In the heat of the moment, you can help yourself by splashing your face and neck with cold water, holding an ice cube in your hand, or otherwise turning down your body's thermostat. As with the other tips for today, this one for regulating body temperature works by activating the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest process. It's like applying a gentle brake on the raging fight-or-flight machine in your body. Okay, now we've cooled down our bodies, which was the simplest, most straightforward strategy to reach for. And now, tip number two is to do some intense exercise, which is the I in the tip. So, do you pace or want to throw things when you're in a spiral, or is it just me? The body is experiencing tension and adrenaline, again, because of the sympathetic nervous system. The good news is that you can tame that tension with aerobic exercise. Not only does exercise help our mental health in the long run by releasing endorphins and growth protein, important for brain health, it can also help the immediate moment. And the even better news is that this works whether you consider yourself generally good at regulating your emotions or if you think you're a bit of a hot mess. A 2015 study measured participants' general emotion regulation tendencies, then had them jog or stretch for 30 minutes, and then showed them the saddest movie clip in the world, a scene from the 1931 movie The Champ. And by the way, this clip is so sad and so popular among emotion researchers, many of them use this clip to induce sadness in research participants. I just thought that was a fun fact. So among those who merely stretched, participants who were generally not as good at emotion regulation became sadder and stayed sadder longer. But among those who jogged, even people who usually are not great with emotion regulation were able to maintain their mood. So if you know that you're heading into an emotionally tense situation, maybe get in a good sweat first on the treadmill. It will set you up to better keep your cool no matter what you face next. And if you're worried that exercising will raise your body temperature and counteract tip number one for cooling down your body, don't worry. The effects of exercise outweigh any heat generated from that.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion, and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
We already talked about literally taking down the temperature and getting in some good aerobic exercise. Now, in the long run, sort of after you tried those two strategies, also you can try practicing paced breathing, and that's tip number three. The age-old advice to just breathe does have a good point. I've talked about how it's not helpful as the first piece of advice to give someone who is actively anxious because it can sound condescending, but it is a useful tip to remember for yourself and to share when someone's ready. Breathing slowly and deeply is another simple way to activate the rest and digest system in the body. You can try breathing in for a count of five and then breathing out to a count of seven. If this is too slow, feel free to adjust the count. The important thing is to slow down and pay attention to your breath. If you pair this technique with diaphragmatic breathing, so also known as belly breathing, research has shown that you will not only feel better in the moment, but also improve your overall mood and even ability to sustain attention if you practice this repeatedly. To practice diaphragmatic breathing, place one hand on your chest and one hand on your belly, and try to make it so that the one on your belly moves more than the one on your chest. For some inspiration, this is how dogs and babies naturally breathe. Just watch how they do it. So next time you're freaking out, remember to tip during this emotional crisis. That's cool your temperature, get some intense exercise, and pace your breathing. These are easy to remember go-tos, whether your blood is boiling with anger or your stomach is dropping like it's the end of the world. I especially love these strategies because they're so physical for when it's hard to put on your rational thinking cap and talk your fight or flight system down from the ceiling. After your body has settled down, it will be much easier to keep calm and carry on. Share your tips or ask your questions by following me on Twitter or Facebook. I'm at QDT Savvy Psych. And if you want more sleep-related tips, I'm also at Jade Wu PhD, J-A-D-E-W-U PhD. You can listen to our show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe so you can keep up with each new episode. Savvy Psychologist is audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg and edited by Karen Hertzberg. As always, Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and does not substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you so much again for joining me. I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.